Welcome, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And this hour, first of all, thanks for tuning us in. Maybe you just got out of work. Maybe you didn't. Obviously, if you're in traffic, keep it here for Alan Harris's traffic reports on WBEN. We've been talking about this was the topic I've been threatening for quite some time, and I brought it out today. And many men have called in. Are there no women audiophiles? All of the women who play in local bands and not one of them listening to the show, I feel almost hurt and somewhat bilious by my rejection at the hands of women. I'm sorry, but I do tend to take it personally. Not that I don't appreciate men. It's just that I appreciate men in a different way. Now, the other topic that I want to introduce here is, look, we had a tragedy outside the stadium the other night. A dude got killed. And it brings to mind something that is, that I have brought up before, but I want to bring it up again. I've never quite phrased it in this way, but as a pedestrian, all right, we have a lot of people who have to walk. They don't have cars, and maybe they just do it for the exercise, whatever. And as a driver who has seen pedestrians, where is the most dangerous place to be a pedestrian in Western New York? And I have long advocated a pedestrian crossing bridge on Millersport by Flint for the UB students, and then another one at Flint and Maple, again, for the UB students, because I just see so many dangerous situations. It's just not funny. And the other night on one of the local side streets, I'm just driving along, minding my own business, and thank God I was going slow, and thank God I was paying attention, because there was a dude on a very dark, unlit, non-street-lighted patch of roadway, wearing all dark colors, basically walking in the middle of the road. And I just shook my head in absolute disbelief. Like, you know, how could you be that clueless? You're wearing all dark. You're walking virtually in the middle of the street. Sometimes you got to help yourself. And I like the joggers and the pedestrians and the dog walkers who have those flashing strobe lights on them. Thank you for the heads up. Thank you. Appreciate that. But if you have some thoughts on the most dangerous place for pedestrians in Western New York, I'd definitely like to hear them. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, thanks to National Fuel Gas, I had a little situation at home prior to the show where I started smelling gas. And no, not that kind of gas, but natural gas. And they were here within 10 minutes to reassure me that, nope, there was not a gas leak. I think I know what happened, but they were just great. They were in and out, and I feel snug as a bug in a rug. But how snug does a bug in a rug actually feel when you've got a SIBO vacuum from Rosex? Okay, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Whom did we put on hold? I believe we had Al in Boston, New York. Al on WBEN, yes. Hello.
Yes, Tom. How did these people have the technology back in the 50s and 60s to get these recordings and get them perfect? You know, now you can go in your iPad and record something. These guys had technology that they didn't know they were so good. You know, I have a recorded albums or tapes from the 50s and 60s. They sound better than I could hear now. How do you figure that?
Are you talking about a specific artist or a specific band, or just all of them in general?
I have a Frank Sinatra open reel tape my father had from the 50s. The organ solo did not come up at the right time. I bought a CD. Guess what? The organ solo was there. Huh. And the dynamic range on that old tape is better than the CD. I'm not questioning your convenience of CDs and everything.
I like the sound of the CDs. I mean, it's not just a convenience issue with me, lest there be any misunderstanding. I like the sound of CDs better than I do, like, by a lot over vinyl.
Okay. I understand that. I was a vinyl guy. I told you I was a vinyl guy. My father made me put all my vinyl on this open reel tape. and listen to it and keep right. the vinyl. But the difference is that some of the dynamic range is incredible on some of this older stuff, not even on the vinyl stuff, some of the older open reel tapes. I have Abbey Road, the Beatles, on open reel tape. The dynamic range on that is incredible. I play it, I put it onto digital because I don't want to use it. I'm afraid that something will happen. But the dynamic range is incredible. One of your other callers said, look it, I got Triamp System. Well, that's what I have. And it's just incredible when you play that tape. It's just like, oh, my God, it's there. Pink Floyd is there. Vinyl is a pain because you only got 25 minutes per side and you're done. So you got to keep switching it. And I'm like, I'm torn between the both worlds.
Well, that's okay. You're allowed to be confused, and then you can select your pronoun as far as audio is concerned. That's fine.
Streaming is so compressed, everything's just sitting there. It's just not Bluetooth. Everything is just sitting there.
I hear you.
Okay.
I mean, it beats nothing. But it is not, I agree, it's not the same quality, even with a quality system. It is not the same. There is, as I recall, there's a scene in the Buddy Holly story with Gary Busey where the band is recording in the garage, and I think they were recording on a reel-to-reel, and then they had to play it back, and they heard the crickets, and the rest, as they say, is history. But as a man who is into other men's organs, let me rephrase that, as a man who is into organ solos, have you ever sat down and really listened to the organ solo of the Animals' House of the Rising Sun?
Yes, I have.
Is that not one of the most incredible organ solos ever? Does it not perfectly fit the song? Not just the notes, but the passion. That organ, I could listen to that over and over and over again. And the video is online. The Animals, House of the Rising Sun. They're all wearing the same matching suits, and they all walk down the stairs together. But the organ solo in that song, absolutely unbelievable.
I worked with a band that the organ player had to tune down to 50 hertz. So he had a signal generator running his B3 and turned it down to 50 hertz so the rest of the band could be in tune. That's back in the 80s.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And that would be the Hammond B3,
yes.
Which was not the organ that was used on the Animals' House of the Rising Sun. I'm not sure which one that was offhand, but I can easily look that up. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Appreciate your time. Mr. Audiophile from Boston, New York, where you can crank it up as loud as you want.
Yes. Yes, Tom. You're a North Towns guy. Maybe I'll see you up at one of your watering holes.
Thank you very much, Al. I appreciate that. Watering holes. Perish the thought. Me in a watering hole. 803-0930. In addition to this whole debate of CD versus vinyl, a totally different topic. What is the most unsafe place for pedestrians in Western New York? We had a tragedy outside the Bills game. A guy from Rochester was killed. And what amazes me is that we don't have more of these tragedies, given how many people get trashed at a Bills game or any football game for that matter. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And yet somebody else who wants to weigh in on vinyl versus CDs. And Keith, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Thank you very much.
Sir.
Just give you a quick background. I was in the audio business out in Buffalo. I relocated out to San Diego, and I was at a high-end audio shop out there. And just my 2 cents, giving an idea of what we were listening to, we had 2 turntables. One was an Oracle with an iTalk and an iSock. And then we also had a Linsonic with featuring the same. We triamped 801 Bauer and Wilkins speakers. So we basically, my buddy and I, had as much audio equipment as our condominium was worth. So with that being said, I got to tell you, vinyl years ago was vastly superior to the CDs, especially the way that the old DDA conversions worked. The new ones, I got to agree with you 100%, especially as my ears have gotten a lot older. It's a lot easier just to go ahead and listen to a CD nowadays.
See, you say years ago vinyl was superior. And, you know, with all due respect, I can remember listening to the original, I mean, the 1967 version of Sgt. Pepper, and listening to it over and over and over again on vinyl, and then listening to the same on CD, and the CD blew me away. And the same thing with Abbey Road. And I mentioned a couple of other albums where, to me, the difference and superiority of the CD was obvious, such as Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. I'm trying to tell albums that I think most people would know. And, of course, I have to throw in Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks.
Well, of course, that was one of his best, even though it was much older then. But I would say this. It's like we used to listen to a lot of Mobile Fidelities and a lot of Sheffield Lab albums, a lot of imported vinyl. I don't know if you got into any of the vinyl that came from Japan, like the Lotus album from Santana, which was about as heavy as a Frisbee. And it was the better quality recordings were much, much better than what CDs used to be or any of the standard albums. Now, again, with that being said, I mean, it's like I'm an old guy who's done a fair amount of shooting and too many rock concerts and too much loud music. So right now, as long as it's loud enough, I've got 4 powered subwoofers in my great room that my wife, thank God, lets me have. And as long as it's loud enough, that's all that matters nowadays.
Yeah, but, you know, you raise an interesting point. It certainly has come up before. I think a lot, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but a lot of our preferences, I think, are based upon our own individual hearing and our individual hearing deficiencies. And to me, that is why I prefer CDs, because to me, CDs make everything a lot more crisp than vinyl. Now, I don't have any Japanese vinyl in the house at all. To the best of my knowledge and belief, but again, even when I was in my 20s, and I mean, this just goes to show you where my priorities were when I started working full time. My first big purchase was a grown-up sound system, which today would probably cost about $12,000-$13,000. Back then, it was like maybe $3,000-$4,000. But I had no expenses; I was living at home with mom and dad, so hey, no big deal. But I still have most of what I bought way back then today, and it still functions, especially the speakers. At a phenomenal level.
Right on. Well, that's what it's all about. As long as you're ultimately happy as far as it goes. I mean, I've had clients that have spent virtually, I mean, you know, 40 years ago, they'd spend $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. We had over $50,000 worth of two-channel audio in 1980. And we had a good environment for it. A lot of our clients came in from different parts of the country to go ahead and look at some of the audio that we carried. But with that being said, you know, nowadays I'm just as happy just turning on the radio sometimes in my car. Just if I'm not listening to Tom Barley, I'll be listening to some old rock and roll.
Aren't you sweet? Thank you, Keith. I appreciate the call from Lockport, New York. Very, very well played. Well done. Appreciate your listenership. We have another half hour to go. This show's kind of breezed by quickly, but I will repeat the topics coming up after the news at 5:30. If you want to get on hold, you can do so now at 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And a great time to call is when you hear Tom Puckett sliding into the commercials at about 5:32, 5:33, and then we'll get you all stacked up and get you on the air before we have to say sayonara. Speaking of Japanese, it's the only Japanese I know. It is, that and kamikaze. It's 5:27 at News Radio 930 WBEN. headphones. I get to soak this all in, man. Here's that organ solo from House of the Rising Sun by The Animals that just so it gets, I cannot listen to that and not just smile and just say, whoa. It just blows me away. Anyway, it is, and I can't believe Eric Burdon is still with us. I mean, of all of the guys, I mean, there's so many people I can think of that I'm really shocked they're still around. And Eric Burdon, well, last I checked anyway, he is still with us, and I certainly hope I've not cursed him by saying that he is. It is 538 at News Radio 930 WBEN. A couple of topics on the agenda if you are just tuning in. First of all, it's a topic that I've kind of teased here and there, and I said, hey, someday we got to do the topic, and I guess that someday was today. And so far, I would say that vinyl has a slight lead. I've not been keeping track or score, but so far I'd say that vinyl has a slight lead over CDs, maybe even a larger lead than that, but I just don't want to admit it. But when it comes to music, we have a lot of audiophiles out there, and I would not say that I am an audiophile. I mean, some of you are talking about equipment, and I'm shaking my head saying, and if you could see my eyes, I'd look like a cow, because it's just like cow-eyed bewilderment at some of what you guys are talking about. But, you know, look, I mean, what sounds good to you sounds good to you. It might be the room in which you're listening. It might be the equipment. It might be your own individual hearing or hearing deficits. But when it comes to music, what's your poison? Is it vinyl or is it digital CD? And I don't think streaming, I don't think really enters the mix because to me, the sound quality is, it's adequate, but it cannot compete with a CD being popped into the CD player and letting it rip. But I like everything, except streaming maybe, better than I like vinyl. But I don't think I'm in the majority here on this one. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And something else that popped into my mind as we were doing today's show, in light of some of the proposals that are being made to make pedestrian safety more of a priority and more of an issue around the stadium, if you are a regular pedestrian, are there certain roads that are absolutely, like, every time you go to cross them, you totally think, okay, today's the day I'm going to get hit. Today's the day I'm going to get hit. And it's a tough world in which to be a pedestrian. I mean, New York City, at least when I used to go there, was a relatively easy place to be a pedestrian because they're very big on walk, don't walk. And when it says don't walk, you don't walk. It's that simple. 803, and when it says walk, be very careful nonetheless. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. We have lines open for you for the first time all day as we have the great audio debate on WBEN. And also, I do want to hear from people who are pedestrians or who see pedestrians all the time trying to cross the street. And, you know, one of the roads that sometimes, well, actually there are two that I'll go down in particular on a weekend day, along with thousands of other people, Transit Road. Transit Road in the Williamsville, Clarence, Amherst area. Transit Road is absolute murder. I cannot believe we do not have more pedestrian fatalities on Transit Road in that congested area than we do, because it is not particularly pedestrian friendly at all. And the other one is that I can think of is Niagara Falls Boulevard. From the time you get off of the 290 and you head toward Buffalo, you head toward like the old Boulevard Mall. I see people there trying to cross the street, and the look of frustration and sometimes the look of absolute panic on their faces is very telling. And I remember, you know, way back when, back in the 1970s, when parents said, okay, you're old enough to walk to the Boulevard Mall yourself, no matter how many times we cross Niagara Falls Boulevard, We always had our heads on swivels every single time. We did not trust Niagara Falls Boulevard. The goal was to make it to the middle of the street, where there was like an island, as if the island was protected by a force field, like the alien spaceships in War of the World. So you're on an island. Doesn't mean some idiot isn't going to misjudge something and run over you in the island. But we were always very, very careful crossing Niagara Falls Boulevard. But, hey, we were a lot younger then and certainly a lot more nimble than some of the people I see crossing the boulevard today. So if there is a particular stretch of road that as a pedestrian you see as a problem and as a driver you also see as a problem, by all means, you can get in on this. I'd love to get your input on this at 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Also, the CD versus vinyl debate is still raging. And give us reasons why you prefer what it is you prefer. And I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I've never heard the commercial grade reel-to-reel tapes. I used to listen to them at the recording studio at which I worked, and this was when, you know, way back when in the 1970s. And the sound quality there was great because, you know, you were listening to stuff that was basically just recorded on brand new fresh tape, and it was pretty cool and it was pretty awesome. And sometimes I think that working in the recording studio kind of spoiled me as far as listening to music and listening to sound. And despite that experience, I know many of you who are the vinyl people are all about the vinyl, and you're going to tell me how much better the vinyl is. But to my individual ears, it seems to me that the CD is closer to what I used to hear in the recording studio than any vinyl I've ever heard. And no, I've never heard any vinyl from Japan, to the best of my knowledge. But again, what sounds good to you sounds good to you. And then there's also the issue of headphones, because some of us enjoy listening to music. I know, now they're called earbuds. I get it. Being old school, I like the old school kind of headphones. And many, many years ago, I was very fond of Sennheiser headphones. They made a headphone that lasted a long time, and the sound quality was absolutely excellent. It was phenomenal on those headphones. But now, for the past 20 years or so, I've been using Grado headphones, Graydo, and I find the sound on them to be absolutely incredible. They're made in Brooklyn, New York, and because I use them so often and I carry them around with me for the job and everything, I usually get about 2 to 3 years, and then I've got to replace them because, I don't want to say I'm a little bit rough with them, but I'm a little bit rough with them. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Would love to get your last-minute thoughts on the CD versus vinyl debate. Yeah, I'd say the vinyl is winning so far. I'm always curious as to why that is the case, because do you remember the first time? And, of course, this is a question that is probably more relevant to people of a certain age, but the first time you heard a CD as compared to vinyl. I mean, I can remember my brother, who obviously has had a very long and distinguished career in local music, told me about CDs. And he said, oh, you've got to hear how incredible these things sound. And so we went out to a place that sold audio equipment, and we did like an A and B comparison. Okay, this is the Eagles, let's say, Hotel California on vinyl. This is the Eagles Hotel California on CD. And from the moment I heard what CDs sounded like, I said, okay, this is where it's at. I'm going to be a CD guy. Nonetheless, I did hold on to some of the old vinyl albums I bought way back when, but I gave a lot of them away. And somebody at the radio station probably went and sold them to somebody who knew what they're talking about and made a very hefty profit on what I had so freely very generously given away. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And there, speaking of albums, see, there are albums that you can listen to over and over and over and over again. And we all have them. And if you are anything like I am, you kind of, I don't want to say you get into a rut, but you get into a habit of listening to certain albums. The Eagles, Hotel California, I don't think I will ever, ever get sick of that album, ever. To me, that is just, it is such an epic masterpiece. And the same thing with Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And if I dug a little bit deeper into the brain, I'd come up with some other ones that I think are absolute must listen over and over and over again. Let's get started here with Paul in Williamsville, as we're a minute away from needing to take a break, but that's okay because I'm sure he'll hold on because he's a Williamsville guy. Paul, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Good evening. How you doing?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I just happened to get in my vehicle. I left work and heard you talking about that. And I would have to say album vinyl, hands down. It's a lot warmer. Digital can only reproduce so much. So a good album, good needle and cartridge, good turntable, overall a whole good system. Vinyl, hands down. And I've been messing around with audio for years. And I don't look for loudness. I look for the quality of it. And I've been messing around with reel-to-reel, which is analog. And totally different sound when you record onto tape. Maybe warmer is not the proper term. That's how I refer to it is. But if you go back to, you know, when we had albums, you had your LP, your vinyl. Then you got the CD of the same thing. Now, if your records or your albums weren't in excellent shape, you had clicking and popping, maybe skipping, so on and so forth. So a CD sounded so much nicer. Obviously, it was a lot handier. You can't play your album in the car. But it was a lot handier, so it had this real clean sound because you didn't have the crackling and popping and any skips. But and again, warmer maybe is not the term to use, but there's a lot more that you can hear in an album, and I've done that back and forth. And so maybe warmer is not the term, but it's a lot. There's more depth to it almost. Again, if your vinyl is not good and clean, and you're not using, you know, good gear, then a CD is probably going to sound better. So that's my take on it. I'd rather have an album any day. Obviously, an album in good shape.
Can you give an example of a song that we might all know where you've heard things on an album that you have not heard on a CD?
I'm sure you know who Ray Conniff is, and it's not something I listen to all the time. But it was an album my father had, and it was in pretty good shape. I have all his albums and four singles from when he was a teenager. But then I found it on CD, and I was like, oh, this sounds great. It sounds great. And then I did an A-B comparison, and there was no comparison. I mean, the vinyl, it came alive. There's just a lot more to it, and I don't know the scientific reasons, things like that. People have tried to explain it to me, but I kind of go, you know, duh. But I play it for myself. But there's some... There was some Fleetwood Mac and some ELO stuff that I have the album. And then as I got older, I bought the CD to it, and the vinyl, way better.
Is there an example of a Fleetwood Mac song or an ELO song that you would cite? Because I'll listen for it.
Secondhand News is one of them that comes to mind.
Okay.
And after a long day, my mind is pretty well fried. But that one comes to mind. And what was the ELO song? Not Fire on High. You know what? It might have been Fire on High. It's all instrumental, and that comes alive. But again, it's all to, you know, how is your hearing? There's all sorts of things that play into it. So it's my opinion, and a lot of other people agree that vinyl is. But it's a lot of it's your equipment, you know, and how good is your hearing, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that absolutely enters into the equation because some of us just hear better at certain frequencies. And I mentioned earlier that you know, if I'm out and there's music playing, you've got to basically yell in my ear for me to hear you, although I don't like being yelled at in the ear unless I'm expecting it. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate the call. All right, so vinyl is warmer, and there's nothing wrong with saying warmer. That's his word. That's his interpretation, and that's fine. I said at the beginning, a lot of this is very subjective. Well, all right, well, that was the topic that I've threatened you with for many years, I think, and finally pulled it out today on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thanks a lot for all the calls. I apologize for not being able to get to everybody. Tom Puckett is coming up. Buffalo's Evening News from 6 until 7, and then listen to WBEN because we've got an Odyssey Deep Dive Downtown USA special that will be running. And thanks, speaking of running, to Tanner Saunders, Behind the Glass, Making the Magic Happen on News Radio 930 WBEN.